Empty grocery store shelves, shipping delays, and rising prices. Those are just some of the things Americans have dealt with over the past several months. But despite the turmoil, new data today from the Commerce Department show the U.S. economy is growing. The nation's gross domestic product, or GDP, grew 5.7% last year, the fastest pace since 1984. Here to help break this down for us is Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and an economics correspondent. Ali, good to have you.
And good to be back with you.
So from October to December, the GDP grew by about 6.9% compared to the year before. This was much more than economists expected. Where did the economy see the biggest gains?
Well, first of all, it was more than expected, although we were expecting it to be higher than it typically is. You know, usually you're in the sort of 2% range, so this is more than double. Largely, we saw consumer and business spending, consumer and business activity, which would make sense, right, compared to the prior year. There was a sense toward the last quarter of last year that things were getting back to normal. People were going out to eat again. People were traveling. So it was consumer spending. Now, when you add up the fact that lots of people, companies, and individuals were spending money and prices were higher as a result of inflation, all of that gets factored into how you think about GDP growth. So inflation is actually a little bit of that, too, because people spent on things like gas and groceries, and they cost more than they did the year before. The other thing is a lot more people were working, right? We had lowered unemployment by the end of last year as well. So all of these things were a perfect mix. They've created a strong economy. They're also feeding inflation. There was a lot of growth, by the way, specifically in healthcare, in recreation, as you would expect, things that were kind of switched off in 2020, and transportation. People were not moving around as much. Now they were going back and forth to work, and some people were back to vacation travel.
Right. So, rising inflation is a part of this, but it's all happening amidst rising inflation. It's happening amid the Omicron variant still raging across the country. But still, this is a pretty good report. Or what's the big takeaway here?
Oh, it's totally a good report. And that's part of the irony of this whole thing. The economy is actually pretty strong. People are actually getting jobs. They are making more money, and the stock market's up. But in the end, inflation eats away at those gains, which leaves people with the impression that it's not as good as it is. And they're tied, right? The economy is strong. People are buying things. Demand is increased. There's a supply shortage. Hard to get stuff. That's the stuff that leads to inflation. So the Fed's got to manage this, right? You want to pull back on inflation, but you don't want to pop the bubble. I don't want to use that terminology, but you don't want to hurt your economy or your fast-growing economy at the same time. And that is much more art than it is science, and that's the problem the Fed's got right now, because they got one tool in their box, generally speaking, and that is raising interest rates to cut inflation. The danger with raising interest rates is you could cut the economic growth, too.
Right. So let's talk about that. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell yesterday indicated that the central bank could raise interest rates in March to help deal with inflation. Let's listen.
The labor market's going to be strong for some time. Ideally, what we're trying to achieve is inflation getting back down to 2%. And we're trying to do that in a process that will also leave the labor market in a very strong position.
So Powell, they're saying the Fed can do both things at the same time, keep the labor market strong while also bringing down inflation. Will that work?
In theory, he's right. The only way you start losing jobs is if companies don't need to make as much stuff. So right now, companies have to make a lot of stuff. But the problem is, as the cost of that stuff goes up because of inflation, some people can't afford to buy as much of it. So companies start making less and they hire fewer people. The flip side of it is, let's say you raise interest rates to slow the economy down a little bit. You're doing that to make the cost of borrowing more expensive. Well, then people sort of pull back for that reason, right? Mm. They certainly won't borrow. They don't want to have a credit card bill if interest rates are going up. So you have to manage it. You make the cost of money go up a little bit. You hopefully slow down the economy a little bit, but you keep most of the good stuff. But as I said, it's much more art than it is science. There's no actual recipe for getting it done, because the entire economy is based on how people and businesses feel about the economy. So you got to keep people feeling good without slowing them down too much.
And Ali, very quickly, we got about 10 seconds left. How are the markets reacting to all this today?
Look, it's been a wild, wild week for markets. They actually accepted the news that the interest rate increase is coming in March, which is good, but this is a volatile week.
All right, Ali Velshi, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.